Archers for the week 7th to 12th of April 2002.
Joe and Eddie have spent Sunday lunchtime in their favourite place.
Sir Roger, Jolene, see you later, darling.
That's you tonight. Sunday opening, eh? The working man's friendly. You know to be a working man.
Oh,
don't start that. Come on, Clary, have the dinner ready. I thought I was getting a lie-in this morning.
I know.
And I bought you a pint to say thank you, didn't I?
I'd organised William to milk baby and everything.
Go on. If I could have got Ed to do the boot sale with me, I would have.
Ed works. If I'd have known he wouldn't crawl out of his pitch in time.
Oh, don't be so hard on him. He's had a taste of the rock star lifestyle, that's the thing.
You were. Them jigs, or whatever they call them, down the bull.
You can't blame him for having a few drinks to celebrate.
He's been sleeping it off ever since.
I don't mind encouraging him with his music.
He knew you got the boot sale this morning.
We know.
No sense of responsibility, these youngs. That's the trouble. It's the same with that jazzer. He was supposed to be helping with the ferret racing last week.
Yeah, well
he's a wrong one, you mark my words.
Oh, he's all right. Any roll is not like the boot sale was hard work, was it, eh? Sitting back watching the fivers rolling.
Maybe.
Like taking sweets off a baby, them ornaments.
Compost was selling well and all.
Oh, yeah. And I had a few inquiries about the ferrets. Oh. I told you it was worth taking them along.
You reckon it'll catch on, then? Ferret racing?
You wait. We'll be booked for every fate and bazaar from here to Felpershire.
Well, we'll see.
What are you doing this afternoon, any road?
Well, I was going to dig me bean trench, but come to think of it...
I'll have to knock out some more of them dancing pigs.
What is it? You missed it again.
Miss what?
What? A cuckoo, you daft lummox. There it is again.
Oh, I didn't hear nothing.
Well, if you just stop whittering...
There you are.
Oh, yeah.
You know what this means, don't you? It's time to tap the cider.
What? Now?
Come on.
What about our dinner?
What about it? You telling me you don't want to sample the 2001 vintage from Grange Farm's best Borsetshire beauties?
Wouldn't mind a bite to eat first. What about my ornaments?
Never mind them. We got real work to do.
Do you want a coffee or anything, Brian?
No, thanks, David. No, I see you're busy.
Well, I won't be long. There's only these few left inside.
You're lucky your silage just lasted.
Luck? A skill, mate.
Whoa, it's a bit sharp, isn't it?
Well, it is a bit, but it's all right for the young stock. And they're getting some hay. What can I do for you, anyway?
Oh, just a social call, really. See if you're all right.
Me?
Debbie said you're a bit under the weather on Friday.
What? Oh. No, I'm fine.
Or should that be under the influence?
Well, the wine went straight to my head.
I see.
David! Want your coffee?
In here, love.
The kids are... Oh, hi.
Hello, Ruth.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry, Brian. I'd have brought two if I'd known you were here. You got back all right in the end, then.
Yes, thanks.
There's some last-minute thing you had to sort out in Hungary, Jennifer said.
That's right. It seemed better to tie it up there and then than make another trip.
Oh, sure.
And now I'm back. Well, you know how it is. I can't seem to settle.
Came over to check that I'd recovered from Friday.
Well, you may have done. I'm not so sure about the cows. Did you tell him how long the milking took?
No, he didn't.
It was a nightmare. It was like I was doing everything in slow motion.
Tell him what time you finished.
7:40.
Oh.
Anyway, apart from that, Friday went well by all accounts.
Yes, Debbie seems to think so. We'll see if it translates into any business.
Well, if you like the product...
I know it's yours and Debbie's project, but I'm sorry I wasn't there to lend you a bit of support.
You couldn't help it.
Anyway, I'd better make tracks. Jenny will kill me if I'm late for lunch. Especially I missed it last week.
What, Easter Sunday?
I know. I had to bring back a shed load of Hungarian painted eggs and airport chocolate to redeem myself.
Oh, nice. I'll be round.
Well, you're welcome. Alice is on a diet, so she won't touch any of it.
Oh, it's no pleasing some people.
Anyway, I'll see you.
Yeah, bye, bro.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Do you think I should have a hobby?
What? What's brought this on?
I don't do anything anymore.
Oh, no, that's right. You're just a wife, a mother, a working farmer.
Not at the moment, I'm not.
Well, you soon will be again. And anyway, Jennifer only does all this stuff to fill her time.
I suppose so.
I mean, Brian's never there, is he?
No. It's a shame for Alice, isn't it?
Well, I don't suppose she's that bothered.
He's been away most of the holidays.
Oh, come on, he's never exactly been what you call a hands-on father.
No.
Well, it's not a mistake I'm going to make, don't you worry.
I know.
How's Benji doing, anyway?
He's great. Asleep.
Lucky thing.
Yeah. Hey, you know we were talking about the christening?
Yeah?
I've been thinking. I really would like to ask Tim to be godfather.
Oh, okay, love. Whatever you like.
He was so good to me, and, well, to be honest, now he and Siobhan have split up, he's not going to be having any kids of his own in the near future, is he?
Well, it's not just a temporary thing, then.
Susan doesn't seem to think so. And he does want kids. He was just as upset as Siobhan when she had the miscarriage.
Well, Tim's fine with me. We may not have had much luck with doctors as godparents in the past,
but... come on, it wasn't just down to Richard that he left.
No, I suppose not. Anyway, for the other two...
Yeah?
Well, Pip's got Shula and Joshy's got Nigel, so I thought perhaps we should even the stakes in the family.
How do you mean?
Go for Elizabeth and Alistair.
Just another one for the road. How about you, Eddie? Yeah, go on then. Look at that, eh? Contentment by the pint.
Hey, whoa, that's enough, Dad. We've got to be going soon.
Well, there's no hurry.
Here, so... There is a hurry, you know. There's nothing to do.
Oh, no, son. You're getting confused, eh?
Aye?
That's the beauty of it. We might be at Grange Farm, but we ain't got no cows to milk no more.
Yes, we have.
No, we ain't.
Yes, we have.
That's what I hate about you. A drop to drink and you've been so argumentative.
I'm talking about baby.
Aye? Oh, blimey, I've forgotten her.
See?
No, she'll be all right.
Gonna cross her legs, is she?
William's here. He can do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I suppose so. Well, that's okay, then. Mm. It's good stuff, isn't it?
All the best.
I tell you what, it didn't go great at the boot sale.
Is it under the counter, like?
Yeah.
If we had a counter.
If we had a counter. And I tell you where else we could flog it. That barn dance of Stirling's.
Oh, that.
Yeah. And another thing, Sid and Jolene's wedding.
Really?
Why not? That could have been me, dear. Well, that should have been me, not Sid Purse.
Yeah, well, who says so?
It's the least I deserve from her.
Maybe, yeah. He has got a pub of his own, mind. Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe you're right. I suppose we better be getting back. You will.
Steady, Eddie. Steady, Eddie.
Oh, dear. Seems to be got to be ahead of me. You know, I'll have a little lie down.
Oh, yeah.
I think that could be best. We don't want Barry getting cross with us, do we? Rolling home.
No, we don't want that.
No. So, a nice little lie down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think I might join you.
There's a cup of tea for you there, Ruth, when you're ready.
Thanks, Jill. I think he's nearly finished.
Yeah, he's getting that spaced out look. Hey. Bin. Binky.
Don't get him excited, David, if he's going off.
I've hardly seen him today.
You can see him in the middle of the night if you like.
Nope, I'll pass on that one, thanks. Hey, have you had a chance to ring Janet yet?
I'll do it in the week.
Right.
She's been to see Bert. She was telling me after church. There you are, David.
Oh, thanks. Is he any better?
Not really. His rash has turned to blisters, apparently.
Oof.
Poor thing, it must be awful.
Well, doesn't look like he'll be back this week, then.
I shouldn't think so.
I don't want him back if he's still infectious. I don't want Pip and Josh getting chickenpox, let alone this one.
No, that's true. Suppose I'll just have to soldier on.
At least we've got Neil a little bit.
Yeah, good old Neil.
So, why are you ringing Janet? Is it about the christening?
Yeah, we thought we might as well get on with it next month.
Good. That'll be something to look forward to. And look, before we get into any nonsense about who's doing what, will you please let me do the food?
Ooh, I don't know about that. Ruth, what do you think?
I don't need to think about it. Yes, please.
Good. And a cake, of course.
Thanks a lot, Mum. That'll be great.
Yeah, thanks, Jill.
That's all right. I love it.
Oh, come on, you. Oh, come on.
So, have you had any thoughts about godparents?
Yeah, we have, actually. Haven't asked them yet, but we've sorted it.
Oh?
Tim, Elizabeth and Alistair.
Oh, that's lovely.
Sort of evens it up in the family.
Well, actually, David, it doesn't.
What?
Yeah, I've got a brother, you know.
Kenton? He's thousands of miles away.
So? Might be useful if Ben wants to be a jackaroo on a sheep station one day.
Even so. Oh, I'll get it.
What do you think, Jill? I'd hate him to feel left out.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, Brookfield. Hey!
Shh.
We were just talking about you.
Oh?
No, it was quite flattering, actually, for once. Yeah, sure she is. Hang on. Mum's Kenton.
God gracious.
He says you've got the answering machine at the cottage.
It's the middle of the night over there, isn't it?
Well, you know Kenton, party animal.
Why don't you take him next door, Jill? I think Ben's a bit colicky.
All right, then.
Kenton, I'm going to hang up, all right? Mum will pick it up next door. Yeah, OK. Cheers.
Sorry about that, Kenton.
That's OK.
Is everything all right?
Oh, Mum.
What's happened?
It's Mel. She's left me.
No.
And taken Meryl with her.
Darling.
I just don't know what to do.
You poor love. When did all this... I mean, did you have any idea?
None at all. I was so happy, Mum.
Oh, darling.
I just don't know what to do.
Is there any hope she might change her mind?
No, no, Mum.
So it's final?
I think so.
Oh, Kenton. And little Meryl, that beautiful baby.
I know. I just really like to come home for a bit. Give myself a bit of space. Some time to think.
Of course. You don't have to ask. Of course you must come home. It's where you belong.
There's been a change of routine for Baby Spice.
Goodness, Linda, that takes me back.
Oh, Phil, you're out early.
Well, yes, Jill had rather a restless night, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, baby.
So I've let her lie in and come out to clear my head.
Nothing bothering her, I hope.
Oh, no, not really. Very placid with you.
Yes.
You must really have the knack.
Well, I've always liked milking. I suppose I got into the habit with the goats.
Mm. Is this a regular job for you now?
Oh, heavens no. But I noticed that Joe hadn't turned up this morning, so I thought I'd better get on with it.
Oh, brilliant. You've made a start.
Oh, she's nearly finished.
Oh, I'm sorry. One of them mornings.
What's happened to Joe?
Good question.
Well?
He's feeling a bit fragile.
I see.
We sort of lost yesterday afternoon.
Lost it?
Well, we heard this cuckoo, you see. Well, Dad did. And I did too. At least I thought I did.
Cuckoo?
A little on the early side, I'd have thought.
Yeah, well, whatever. Dad said it was time to tap the cider.
Oh, that's how the saying goes, certainly.
It's pretty strong stuff, I can tell you. But any role, thanks for dealing with baby.
It's no trouble.
She's doing a splendid job.
I can see.
Yes, it sent me back to my countryside library. Lark Rise to Candleford, Tess of the D'Urbervilles.
Gorgia Roy.
I don't think I know that one.
Oh, right. I'll have to lend you my copy. Well, excuse me, I must be going. I want to call in on Shula.
Oh, give her my regards, and to Jill, of course.
Yes, I will. Bye, Eddie.
See you.
There. All done.
Oh, that's great. Look, keep the milk, Linda, as a thank you.
Oh, well, that's very kind, Eddie, but there's rather a lot for two.
Oh, we're having baths in the stuff. Can't give it away.
It's a crime that you're not allowed to sell it.
Oh, tell me about it.
Have you asked Mike?
He can't take the risk. Yeah, it's not his fault. Any role you don't want the asshole. He's got enough on with his turfing.
He's patched the piece on the village green where the bonfire was, I'm pleased to see.
Yeah, and he's working all hours on that housing estate.
Well, good for him. But it doesn't help you with your surplus.
No.
Though I do have an idea about that.
Your mother's beside herself.
I can imagine. Dad, could you just hold his head while I do his elbows?
Oh, yes, of course. Steady, boy.
Thanks. This is the last fortnightly clip. Every 2 months now.
That should save you a bit of time.
Oh, I'm sure something else will rush in to fill it. It usually does.
Yes. So,
Kenton hadn't said anything to you, surely?
Not a thing.
I mean, I just wondered if he'd hinted.
I mean, you probably speak to him more often than we do.
Well, yes, but my famous twin's intuition can't have been working very well, can it?
I mean, they seemed so happy when we were over there.
Perhaps it's all very sudden.
Perhaps. And if you can get any more out of him about when he might arrive...
What did he say to Mum?
Well, he can't jump straight on the plane. He hasn't got the money for those sorts of fares.
No.
And anyway, he's got some yacht charter to take care of. Luckily, it's the end of his really busy time.
Yes.
Then there's the question of where he'll stay.
How do you mean?
Well, he's blithely talking about coming home, but where is his home now? I mean, I don't for a moment think they'll want him at Brookfield.
I don't suppose he'd want to go there.
Your mother seems to be assuming he'll stay with us, but... Well, Glebe Cottage is so small, and we have Pip and Josh quite often, and, let's face it, Kenton's not the easiest house guest.
His routines aren't exactly your routines, are they, Dad?
Not if his routines involve staying out till all hours and sleeping in till one, as they usually do, no.
Well, surely the best thing is if he comes here.
Well, I was hoping...
We've got the space. We've already got Dross here. I'm sure we can cope with one more adolescent.
What sort of example is it for Edward, eh?
Oh, leave it out, Clarence.
His dad and his granddad rolling home half-cut.
It won't happen again.
Of course it will. Sorry the first time.
Is that tea ready yet?
It's coming.
I reckon I'm still dehydrated.
Yeah, well, it's your own doing. And you say he ain't got no sense of responsibility.
Oh, it wasn't my fault, love. It was Dad's idea.
Oh, that's right. Shift the blame.
I'd have come straight home, honest. But I didn't think it'd be very responsible to let him go and start drinking on his own. I mean, anything could have happened.
Oh, please. That is a pathetic excuse, even for you. Now, get that down, you.
So, love. Oh, come in.
Hello. I'm here, as promised.
Eh?
Oh.
Got something for you. Robert helped me bring it across. Eddie, could you give me a hand, please?
Oh, yeah, right you are.
Is that for us? Yes.
Oh, give it here.
There we are. Oh, thank you. Yes, in a sense, I'm just restoring it to its rightful home.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Well, don't you recognise it, Clary?
A butter churn, yeah?
No. It's the Grange Farm butter churn. I bought it at your sale.
Oh, but it's beautiful. You've done it up lovely.
The handle needed repairing, but the churn itself was perfectly sound.
Well, I never...
So you're giving it back to us?
Well, I was thinking more in terms of a loan. It's been something of a feature in my conservatory, but you can actually put it to use.
Oh, now, hang on. I don't think I'm up for making butter.
Oh, it's not difficult, Clary.
There's more of the time.
But I'll help you. Seems criminal to let your milk go to waste.
Yeah, well, no, but...
Oh, please. I've been reading up on it. It sounds such fun.
I'm sorry, Mum. He was no more forthcoming with me. I think he's still in shock, really.
Poor Kenton. All on his own out there.
Well, he must have some friends.
I don't know. We didn't meet many.
Well, OK, some drinking buddies at least.
Oh, sure, I hope not. I hate to think of him sitting in some bar drowning his sorrows.
Yes, well, he's looking into tickets anyway. He's going to ring you when he's sorted something out.
I thought I might phone him again tomorrow. Just to let him know we're all concerned.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'll tell you who has been on the phone to him.
Who?
Elizabeth.
Oh, that's sweet of her.
She's jumped in and asked him to stay at Lower Loxley.
Oh.
I know. I was going to offer him a bed here.
I thought he'd come to Glebe Cottage.
Well, we were both wrong. It seems he's perfectly happy to stay there.
Oh, well, whatever he wants. Perhaps he'd rather be out of the village, you know, with people talking.
Oh, Kenton loves people talking about him. He thrives on being the centre of attention.
Not in these circumstances. It's always so awkward. Look at all the gossip about Siobhan and Tim.
I know.
Ruth and David are talking about inviting Tim to be Ben's godfather.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, yes, but I don't know if he'll accept. It's a lovely gesture. I can see why they want to do it, but... Poor Tim doesn't seem to know if he's on his head or his heels.
No.
He might not even stay in the village.
That doesn't actually prevent you from being a godparent, Mum.
No, but... It doesn't look as if Siobhan's moving far away, does it? And he might feel
hello,
that he...
Hello, you
do. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hey, I can see you're having a good old gossip about something.
Yes. Tim and Siobhan, I'm afraid.
Oh, please. I'm sick of hearing about it. Can't we just forget that woman ever lived here?
The shop's still rife with it.
Yeah, I know. And she'd be delighted. She always did like to be the centre of attention.
Oh, I don't know about that. George said she was very good on the parish council.
Jill, you didn't see her on New Year's Eve. She was brazen.
Oh, Jenny.
No, she was. First, she makes a play for Greg Turner. Well, He's notionally single, I suppose. Well, he was at the time. But to be honest, it's anything with a pulse with her.
Well, look, I know you always see the best in everybody, Shula, but I hope you're not going to defend her. Some poor woman somewhere is going to wake up one morning and find her husband of goodness knows how many years just isn't there anymore.
Let's hope it won't come to that.
Oh, well, let's face it. People swap partners and walk out on marriages so easily these days, don't they?
Yes, I'm afraid they do. Oh, dear. I must get on. I'm having Ben later.
Oh, how is he?
Oh, he's lovely.
Oh, you're so lucky having your grandchildren round you.
Yes. Yes, I know. Bye, then.
Bye, Mum. I'll be in touch.
Thanks, love. Bye, Jenny.
Bye. So, I expect Alice wants an entry form for the Gymkhana.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, of course, with a churn this size, you really need the cream from about 3 cows.
If you just had somewhere to store the milk, I'm sure it would be worth your while.
Maybe. This little bit's rattling round like a pea in a drum.
Do you think the butter's coming yet?
I don't know, but I'm exhausted.
Oh, shall I have another go?
Yes, please.
Right.
Oh, that's better.
It's a good job you've been skimming off some of the cream anyway. I don't suppose Pat would let you store it at the dairy.
Don't think so. Not with all the hygiene regulations. Helen would be down on me like a ton of bricks.
I suppose so.
Hey, do you know what she was going on about today, Helen? Addictive personalities.
Really?
Just enough. Get me worried.
In what way?
Oh, look at this family. Look at the way Joe and Eddie carry on. And Edward don't mind a drop to drink these days.
Oh, I'm afraid it's a real problem with the young.
But what if he's got the gene or whatever they call it?
Well, you know, I sometimes don't think it's any good worrying, Clary. You do what you can for your children and they still go on their own sweet way.
Oh, say that again.
Only last week it was Robert... Oh, Clary, what? I think it's worked.
Oh, what, the butter's come, is it?
Shall we have a peep?
Oh, well, yeah, go on then.
Oh, yes, look.
Yeah, all the buttermilk's out.
Oh, I've got to have a taste.
Oh, he's got to be washed yet, by
the way. I can't wait for that. Mm. Oh, that's delicious. So pure.
It ought to be. Mm. Yeah. Mmm, not bad, eh?
May I take some home for Robert?
Well, of course. Oh, sorry, what was you going to say before?
Oh, just that it was Robert's birthday on Friday.
Oh, I didn't realise.
No reason why you should, but you'd have thought his daughter would have remembered.
Didn't they get in touch?
Oh, Coriander rang up, bless her, but not a word from Leonie. And after all he's done for her...
Kids, eh?
You ready for a sherry, Jill? Oh, sorry.
He's just gone off. Shh, Ben. Ben.
Oh, what a picture.
Yes. Oh, Phil.
Hey.
He's beautiful. And we're so lucky.
But it's not going to stop you missing Meriel.
We might never see her again. Kenton might never see her
again.
Oh,
now, come on. We don't know that.
How could she leave him, Phil? Take his daughter away.
I don't know, love.
Just when he'd finally got everything he wanted and settled down.
Well, yes, but you can never really tell, can you? I mean, he only married her to get a visa in the first place.
Oh, Phil, how could you? They came to love each other, he said so.
Yes, I know, but... Well, you never really know what goes on in a relationship, do you? All the rights and wrongs of why it breaks down.
I suppose not. It's bad enough when it's just two adults involved. When there's a baby as well, it's so unfair on everyone.
Siobhan's still not feeling her best.
Oh. Hello?
Siobhan, it's me.
Oh, hi, Tim.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Only you sound a bit... Anyway, it's about this afternoon.
You're not cancelling, are you?
No, it's not that, but can we put it back an hour or so?
Oh, I suppose so.
I've had a patient admitted to Borcherton General I'd like to go and see, and while I'm there, I need to check on some blood.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Great. So, say, 3:30?
Fine. Bannister's at 3:30, yeah.
Hey, I'll see you there, then. Siobhan?
Yeah?
Are you sure you're okay?
Well, now you've really got me thinking.
Hello.
I thought we were going to Borcherton. In fact, I was sure we were.
Whatever made you think that?
Nothing, Greg. Except the fact that I've got a birthday next week and there's this quaint old tradition called buying someone a present.
Oh, you thought we were going shopping.
I spent my last 2 lunch hours eyeing up possibilities.
You're hopeful.
Mm. Okay, it's just a card then, is it?
Don't worry about it. Your birthday's all in hand.
I'm impressed.
All you've got to do is keep yourself free from lunchtime and you might get a nice surprise.
Think I can manage that?
Good.
So, where are we going then?
Helen, I'm not telling you. You've had your guess and you were wrong.
Oh, looks like I'm going to have to trust you, doesn't it?
Yep, I'm afraid so. So, the world of cheese going to manage without you today, is it?
It'll have to. What about you? How come you can take the time off?
Oh, it does William good to have me off his back once in a while.
You're pleased with him, aren't you?
Very. He's a good lad. Pity about his family.
Well, Clary's all right. She's a hard worker.
Oh, Clary, yes. I was meaning that brother of his.
What's Ed done now?
He hasn't done anything. Too much like hard work. But they were hanging around, him and his mates, when me and William were drake-poking last week.
Really?
Yeah. Now the birds are laying. I don't want all and sundry tramping all over the estate.
You can't stop them, can you, if they keep to the paths?
Well, people don't, though. They wander everywhere.
Yeah. Dad says the same about our footpaths.
And I'm a feeling those kids or a tramp or someone started using the old shepherd's hut.
Oh? What are you going to do?
I'll have to try and keep an eye on it, I suppose. Like I haven't got enough to do this time of year.
Here's me being selfish enough to have a birthday.
Ah, well, I've got a special dispensation for that.
Have you?
Yeah. Hey, don't tell your poaching friends, but my mind's going to be on something else that day.
Mr. Sterling, was it?
That's right.
11 o'clock. Oh, yes, I've got you. Can I take your coat?
Oh, let me help you, Caroline.
Oh, thanks.
There we are.
I'll hang these up for you. Have a seat, Oliver. Right. All right, Oliver.
Yes. Well, it's a far cry from the sort of place I'm used to.
Do you normally go to have your hair cut?
Well, Jane used to be honest. And since I moved here, I've been going to that little barber's behind Underwoods.
That place? I should think they still ask if you want something for the weekend, don't they?
Not quite.
He'll be much better off here.
I'm sure. Very smart, isn't he?
Kinner will be with you in a minute.
Thanks. Kim.
Oh, don't worry. He was lovely.
He?
Oh, Oliver, don't look like that. You're not being sold into white slavery.
Well, it's not too late for me to run away, you know.
Don't be silly. Think about something else. Tell me what George said about the parish council meeting.
Ah, yes. Well, they've had a letter, it seems.
Exciting.
It's about the string of beacons they're having on June the 3rd. George thinks we should be part of it.
Oh, Lakey Hill, I suppose.
That's the idea. I said I'd have a chat to David.
Oh, I'm sure he'll agree. It's the obvious place. Really, they ought to get full tonight yet.
Oh, that's a thought.
If I've heard his story about roasting potatoes in the embers of a Coronation Day bonfire once. I've heard it 1,000 times.
Oh, yes. And I'll bet there was a girl involved.
Well, yes, there was, actually.
Oh, my God, what's happening there?
What?
A chap. He's got a sort of swimming hat on.
He's having highlights, that's all.
Highlights?
I've seen him here before. He had a manicure last night.
Good Lord.
Oh, would you have liked one? I should have booked it.
Huh?
Maybe next time. A facial.
Caroline.
Would you like to come with me, Mr. Sterling? Go on, off you go. If you could just follow me to the basin.
Right.
Go on. I want to read all about Lady Helen Taylor. Oh, and Princess Stephanie. Yes!
Good girl, and again, quick.
Oh, well, sort of.
I just clipped it. Still, that'll do.
Oh, no more?
Yeah. Jeff, give us a minute.
Oh, this is so much fun.
I have to say, I didn't think you'd be this good. Here, give us your gun. I'll reload it.
What do you mean, not this good? I had quite a few when William was firing them.
Yeah, but this is the real thing. A clay school.
Are you saying William was being kind?
Well, not exactly, but they send them over much faster, yeah?
Plus, you've got them coming from all angles, two at a time.
And those cunning ones from behind.
Yeah, like pigeons coming down onto a decoy. You've done great.
Oh, I've enjoyed it.
Really?
Really.
I just thought it might help you to understand what people get out of shooting.
Mm, it's not the first time I've done it.
Well, no, but, well, I thought it might help you understand what a shooting party wants from me and the beaters on the day.
Mm, so it's all about you, then?
Well, OK, maybe. But why everything's got to be bright?
And why you get so stressed?
I don't, do I?
Just a bit.
You only get one chance every try, you see. You drive the birds over a bit tight and you've got the end pegs saying you should have backed gun.
Greg, even I know that's ridiculous. You can never know how the birds are going to fly.
No, but you can take a best guess, depending on the wind, if it's raining, what happened last time.
You know your trouble, don't you? You're a perfectionist.
That's good coming from you.
I'm not a perfectionist. I'm too impatient.
Yeah, you just want everything right first time.
Mm, and what's wrong with that?
Depends what you're talking about. Some things need practice.
And then again, you can keep on practicing even when they're pretty well perfect anyway.
That's true.
So, what are we doing this afternoon, then?
I thought we might go back to my place.
Mm-hmm. And what about lunch?
I could always rustle up my speciality scrambled eggs.
Your signature dish.
Well, hang on. I made an apple pie once.
Oh, so you did.
And I cooked you a whole meal, if I remember rightly.
Oh, yes.
You wait. One of these days you'll be eating your words, my girl.
And I'm sure they'll be delicious, especially if you've cooked them. Now, get him to send over some more clays.
Oliver, will you stop doing that?
Sorry?
People are looking.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carolina. I just can't get used to feeling so shorn.
It looks great. Mm. You're very sexy.
Really? Well, perhaps when I'm used to it.
It's obvious. Look, swap with me. Then you'll be able to see the back of your head.
Huh?
In the mirror. Come on. Right. Now, do you see what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I suppose so.
I mean, what were your options? What were you thinking of doing after the hairspray? The toupee.
Oh, I didn't think I'd have gone that far.
Mr. Woody tried one once.
Did he?
It was hysterical. It all started when I had to go and fetch this mysterious package from Hollerton Junction.
Plain brown wrapping?
Oh, yes. Mm. Except there was this wig maker's address on it. Anyway, next day he appeared with this thing on. It was like a bath mat on top of his head.
How dreadful.
I don't know how we kept our faces straight.
Well, what happened? He doesn't wear one now.
No. Next thing was I found Captain, well, that was his dog, worrying this furry thing under his desk.
Poor Jack.
We never saw it again. Oh, dear.
Are you ready to order?
Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't even looked.
Some wine while you decide, perhaps.
Oh, that's a good idea. How about that Pinot Grigio, Caroline?
Oh, suits me.
It was pretty good last time.
You've been here before. I thought I recognised the lady. But you, sir, you've had your hair cut.
What do you think?
Oh, it's great.
There you are, Oliver.
It makes you look younger, if you don't mind me saying so.
Oh, well...
I rest my case.
You know, I'm starting to feel like the victim of a female conspiracy.
I'll fetch your wine.
Thank you.
No, Caroline, thank you. Thank you for bothering to sort me out. Thank you for caring enough to notice.
Oh, Oliver.
And by the way, I should have said before, your hair's looking lovely.
Do you think so?
Beautiful. Just like it always does.
Tim. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's okay.
I couldn't park.
Right. I got you a coffee.
Oh.
I hope it's still hot.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Right, well, I'm not sure where we start, really, but... Look, Siobhan, I feel pretty gutted by all this, but that's no reason why we can't be civilised.
No. Well, thanks, I appreciate it. Oh, it's quite hot still.
I haven't seen a solicitor yet, but it should be fairly straightforward. We'll just go for a clean break.
Yeah.
Sorry, do you want some more cream in yours?
What?
Your coffee.
No, this is fine.
Oh, okay. I just thought it might be too strong for you.
No.
Anyway, I suppose it'll just go through pretty easily. Shouldn't take too long.
No.
But there is the question of the house. I have to find the money to buy you out.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't want to be renting forever, you know?
No. Look, let me get you another one. You're obviously not going to drink that.
I'm fine, honestly.
Or perhaps you'd like something else.
Tim, would you shut up about the
coffee? No, the only time I've ever seen you off coffee was when you... Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're pregnant.
Don't be ridiculous. Look, I'll drink the stupid coffee if it makes you happy.
You are, aren't you? Aren't you? Oh, for heaven's sake, Siobhan, do you think I've got a right to know?
All right. Yes. Yes, I am.
Wow. Is it my baby? Well, don't you know?
Of course I do. And no, it's not yours.
You sure?
Yes. It can't be.
Why? Why? When was it?
I'm not one of your patients.
No, in case you've forgotten, you're my wife.
Look, believe me, the baby is nothing to do with you. It's nothing to do with us and nothing to do with our divorce.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
You're carrying Brian's baby and you sit there and let me talk about being civilised. You'll be lucky.
David's taking care of the next generation.
Hang on a minute, Ruth.
What?
His hat was slipping.
Oh, David, he's fine. The sling keeps the wind off.
Well, can't be too careful, eh, Benji? Hmm?
No.
You know what you are, don't you? You're just a big softy.
Yeah, well, don't go telling everyone. Hey, they're making headway on the potatoes.
Wait till they get down the bottom end, where it's all claggy.
No, it's dried out a lot of checks. Tony should have the planter by Monday if it carries on like this.
Let's hope so. Anything to keep them quiet. Oh, I didn't tell you, Janet rang back.
Oh, yeah?
She's delighted about the christening. We're all booked in. It's going to be part of the morning service.
Oh, great.
And there was another phone call, too.
Not Kenton again?
No, Neil.
Oh?
Yeah, he's cried off the milking.
Oh, what?
Says it's all too much with his other work. He was very apologetic.
Oh, I should hope so.
So we're back to square one.
Well, I'll just have to do it the rest of the week. Bert should be back on Monday.
And what if he's not? He still sounds pretty poorly.
We'll have to think again. I don't know, get Eddie in.
I'm not letting him loose on the cows.
No, of course not.
I could always milk.
No, you couldn't. After you've been up half the night with Ben.
At least I can have a nap in the day.
No, it's not on, love. You're not to do anything till after your 6-week check.
The cows will have forgotten me.
Oh, yeah, very likely. I mean, it's not like you're getting them in with me or anything, is it?
I know.
Look, Ben's the priority right now, OK?
Yeah, this is all down to you, trouble. If you didn't keep your dad awake at night, he wouldn't be so tired.
He doesn't keep me awake. I sleep right through his feet.
I don't mean that. Last night you were playing with him again and it was gone midnight.
Well, I don't see him otherwise.
Oh, David, he's going to be around for years.
Not like this, he won't be. Not this tiny.
You're hopeless.
I've told you, I'm not doing a Brian with my kids. Come on, girls, back off. Go on. Let's get this gate open. Go on. Oh, no.
What?
There's one down, and she doesn't look very happy.
These are beautiful, Brian.
Well, I've been doing a bit of thinking.
Love irises.
And perhaps I haven't been...
I knew it. You are trying to get back into my good books.
No. Well, I just thought maybe I gave you a bit of a hard time about letting on to Elizabeth about the baby.
Too right you did.
Well, I'm sorry. Because I can see it must be difficult for you.
Having no one, you mean?
Oh, Siobhan, that's not true. Come here. There. That's better, isn't it?
A bit.
Of course it is. So, come on. How'd it go with Tim? What?
You may want to take the flowers back.
What do you mean?
He knows about the baby.
You told him?
I didn't want to. I didn't intend to. He guessed.
How?
I couldn't drink my coffee.
Was that all? Oh.
So now what?
I don't know, I'm thinking.
And?
Well, there's only one thing for it, really.
Come on, old girl. Round we go again.
Sorry I was so long.
It's okay.
I had to feed Ben before I could dump him on Mum. Any progress?
Not a lot. I've dosed her with peanut oil, but... Here, you have a feel. She's still really bloated.
Oh, she's very tight.
Yeah. I'll put a call into Alistair, see if he could tube her, but... Wouldn't you know, he's gone to a foaling at the Beesbury's. Oh,
great.
Yeah, and Theo's not there either. There's too much clover in that pasture.
There's plenty of grass, too.
Yeah, but I should have moved them on sooner.
We should have moved them. Don't keep leaving me out of this, David. I should have reminded you.
Oh, whatever. I'll have to put a bit of hay down in there till I can put them on Lakey Meadow.
Yeah. At least it's only the one.
Yeah, for now. I'm starting to worry about the others.
Well, let's deal with this one first. We can't leave her.
Oh, I know. I think you better fetch me a knife from the kitchen, love.
Brian? Sorry to barge in like this.
Brian?
Susan was just going. She said I could come through. Thought it was perhaps time we had a little chat.
A chat?
You're not too busy, are you? Finished with your patients.
I don't believe you.
Look, Tim, you've every right to think...
Which bit would you like to chat about, exactly? Your affair with my wife, breaking up my marriage, or the fact she's pregnant?
Look, I know it seems an unholy mess.
Oh, just a bit.
But the fact is, there's no point in making it any worse, is there?
No. You two seem to be making a perfectly good job of that yourselves.
But I've just come because... Well, I want you to know how very sorry I am about it all.
Sorry?
And I want you to know there was never any intention on my part of breaking up anyone's marriage.
So why did you start sleeping with my wife?
Oh, look, Tim, look, I don't think there's anything to be gained by going over the details.
Oh, don't you? Oh, you've got no idea, have you?
I'm trying to say I'm sorry.
You don't care about anyone.
Yes, I do. I'm well aware that there are more people involved in this than me and Siobhan. You, of course. And Jenny.
Exactly. That's what this is about, isn't it? You're terrified I'm going to tell her.
Well, surely you can see that wouldn't achieve anything. There's no reason why she has to suffer.
So you expect me to help you cover it up? You want me to be part of your dirty little deception?
Tim, I'm not asking you for anything.
Oh, yes, you are.
Well, all right, but I'm not asking for me. I'm asking you, for Jenny's sake, to keep what you know to yourself.
And why should I?
Because there's nothing to be gained by hurting her. I mean, I can see you've been hurt by it all, and believe me, I know I'm the one who's at fault.
I don't believe your nerve. You can't seriously think that by coming here and apologising you can make it all right.
No, of course not.
But you thought good old Tim, such a nice bloke and such a mug. So easy to deceive. So easy to make him do what you want.
It's not like that.
I ought to...
Well, go on. Go on, if you think that'll help.
Oh, what would be the point? So you can crawl away to Siobhan and have her kiss it better.
Look, I understand how you feel. No, I do. But think about it. Is it really going to make you feel any better if Jenny finds out what's been going on?
You're just...
I've hurt you, and you want to hurt me. Fair enough. Why hurt Jenny?
You are such a creep. What does either of them see in you?
You've got to believe me, Tim. I'm sorry this all started. I'm sorry you had to find out like you did. And I'm sorry you and Siobhan have broken up. But Jenny knows nothing. She's the innocent party in all this. Can't we keep it that way?
Get out!
Tim, please.
Get out, you disgust me!
Tim!
Go on, get out!
You've done this before, haven't you?
Oh, once. Years ago. I've seen Dad do it a few times.
Oh, look, if Alistair's on his way now, is it worth waiting for him?
Ruth, he's still the other side of Darrington. If we leave it much longer, we could lose her. I'm going to have to go for it.
Okay.
Right, give us the antiseptic.
Here.
Thanks. Right.
Ready for the knife?
Yeah. Thanks. Okay. Hold her head, will you?
All right, old girl. Soon be better.
I am not looking forward to this.
It's like you said, just do it.
Thank to God I got the place right.
You're fine. You measured it out.
Yeah. Oh, well. Here goes.
Oh! That's got it. Dead.
Oh, that is foul. Ugh. Oh, mop her up a bit.
All right, now. They're better out than in, eh? Oof. All right.
I wouldn't want to do that every day.
Oh, I think I'd better put a new bread knife on the shopping list.
Yeah, we don't want that back in the house. Oh, dear. Well, there's not much blood at all, really.
That's because you did it right. Here you go. Yeah. Yeah. David, you were great.
Well, just have to get on with it. I'm glad you were here, though.
I'm glad I could be. I'm still there, Teamy.
Yeah. Right. Look, will you stay with her then till Alistair gets here to stitch her up? And I'll go and get the rest in for milking.
Sure.
Late again.
I shouldn't worry. I reckon they're getting used to it.
Yeah, probably.
Well, this one's fine now. That's the main thing.
Yeah. I'll see you later then, love.
David?
Yeah?
You were great.
Nah.
Well, I couldn't have done it.
Of course you could.
No, I mean it. You were great.
Hello?
It's me. Can you talk?
Yeah, sure. I'm in the car.
Oh, where are you going?
Not Felbersham, I'm afraid. CLA meeting in Borchester.
Oh, look, Brian, I've been thinking about it all afternoon. What are we going to do about Tim? Look, shall I call him?
No, don't worry. No, I've been to see him.
You've what?
After I left you, I went straight to the surgery.
But...
it was the only thing to do, Siobhan. Perhaps I should have done it before.
But, I mean, what did he say? What did you say?
Well, tried to appeal to his better nature, I suppose. About us and about the baby.
What do you mean, tried?
Well, he wasn't going to give much away, was he? I hardly expected him to roll over and agree with everything I said.
Let me get this straight. You went to see Tim and you asked him to keep quiet.
Yes, pretty much. I tried to make him see it was in all our best interests.
Did he agree?
Well, not in as many words. But I'm sure when he thinks it through...
The more he thinks it through, the less he's going to like it.
What choice has he got? He's got nothing to gain from splashing it round the village.
And you've got a lot to lose. Now, don't tell me he didn't tweak that.
Well, okay, yes,
oh,
but...
Brian, I'm surprised he didn't take a swing at you.
I did offer him the chance.
What? If I thought for one moment you were going to go off and do something like this, I'd have talked to him myself.
Look, it's okay. Relax. You don't need to do anything. I've dealt with it.
No, you haven't. For all we know, you've gone and made things worse.
On. Please, Janet.
All right, I'm coming.
Oh.
Who is it?
Janet, it's me, Tim.
Oh. I'm sorry, I was just...
Oh, thank God you're here. I didn't know where else to go.
Tim, what on earth happened?
Oh, Janet, I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't be silly. What is it?
Can I come in, please?
It's Wednesday night, and Tim's in a bad way.
Come on through.
Thanks. Oh, Janet, I'm so sorry about this. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just driving.
Stop apologising. Just tell me what's happened.
I've had Brian round.
Brian?
Oh, God, it's so awful.
Tim, please tell me what's going on.
It's him. He's the one Siobhan's been seeing.
No.
He's been at the surgery. How he had the nerve.
Brian?
How I didn't hit him, I don't know.
Oh, dreadful for you.
He's such a... And he expects me to keep quiet about it all. Tried to make me feel guilty by talking about not hurting Jennifer. I'm not the one who's hurt Jennifer. It's not me who should be feeling guilty.
Of course not, of course not. But I don't understand. You've known for some time that it was someone in the village. Did you know it was Brian?
Yes.
So why has he come to see you now?
Because Siobhan's pregnant.
Oh, Tim.
And it's not my baby.
And the latest is... she's ordered Sydney's cowboy boots off the internet.
Real cowboy boots?
From Texas.
It's good smoke, this, Jazz. Jazz?
He's well out of it. Hey, Jazz. Jazz? Anybody there?
You know what he's done. He's had the best stuff himself before we got here, eh?
Maybe.
He's like that, ain't you, Jazz? And yeah, hey?
Leave him, dopehead, stupid.
Stupid dopehead. It's not just Hey?
You had something else?
That's nice. What about your mate?
What have you had?
K.
What have you had?
Special K. Very special K.
What?
Ketamine.
That's the one.
Ketamine, ketamine.
Shut up, Ed.
Where'd you get that, then?
Can't believe you're taking that stuff, Jazz.
You use that on horses.
Horses?
It's for freaks.
Jazz of the stallion.
Yeah, that's me.
Don't think so.
Jazz of the stud.
Please.
That's amazing. It's such a good feeling.
So far.
Oh, you don't know. Wow.
You might have saved us a bit.
Oh, thanks.
Next time, mate.
Yeah, right.
You're mad, Ed. Why don't you stick to what you know?
Well, because...
Yeah, because Jazz have said so. I sometimes think if he told you to eat pig mutt, you'd do it.
No.
Well, why don't you see how he gets on with his stuff first, eh? Or is that a bit too clever for you?
I can't bear to think of what you must have been going through.
Every time I thought I'd got it under control, something else happened.
Oh, I know.
And it still keeps happening. We were meeting up on Tuesday to talk about the divorce, or so I thought. I thought it was all going to be simple and straightforward.
No divorce is ever that straightforward.
But it could have been.
Maybe.
You know what it feels like? It feels like I'm in some deep pit. I'm pulling myself up and then she comes along and stamps on my fingers.
Oh, Tim.
And then for Brian to... I mean, if I help them cover it up, it's like I'm giving my approval. Saying, fine, go ahead, deceive your wife. And not just to the extent of having an affair, but by having a baby with someone else. I just can't do that.
The alternative isn't very good, though, either, is it?
Oh, I wasn't going to go for adultery. I mean, why make trouble? What's the point?
Exactly.
But now, especially after he... God, I really feel like doing it. And naming him.
What would that achieve?
Well, it made me feel better.
Oh, no, it wouldn't. Well, not for very long.
Oh, I don't know, Janet. I mean, what about when this gets out in the village?
Well, the village has got no idea it's Brian, surely, or even that there's someone else.
No, but it's not as if she's moved far away, is it? I mean, people are going to see her around, obviously, pregnant. What are they going to think? That I've kicked out my pregnant wife? What would I look like?
Oh, it's such a mess.
All I wanted was to be able to get out of this with some sort of dignity. God knows it's been humiliating enough.
I know.
And now they're not even going to let me do that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I haven't done more to help you.
Oh, no.
No, I am. You must have felt so alone. Oh, I hate to see you suffering like this. I just can't bear it.
Oh, Janet.
I am so sorry. So sorry.
So you still reckon it's a good idea, this cave end, do you?
I don't know.
Jazz, can you hear me?
Don't leave him alone, he's all right.
How do you know?
Well, he looks okay.
Ed, he could hardly get up a step to the hut.
Yes, that was wicked. He was falling all over the place.
It's not funny. If Greg or Will had come by...
I'd have thought he was just mucking around, just being Jazz.
I don't like it.
Look, will you stop going on? You're ruining my evening.
What, it's going to be ruined if you have to go down casualty?
I just want to sit and chill, all right?
He's very pale.
No, it's a waste of good weed.
He is.
Fallon!
Come and help me get him into the recovery position, just in case.
What?
Come on. Oh, he's so heavy. Oh. Ed, will you come and help me?
This is like a nightmare.
No, it is a nightmare. Ugh.
Just leave him alone.
Let's get him on his side.
This is so unnecessary.
Watch it, you'll break his arm.
I don't know what the fuss is about.
Better.
Well, he's breathing, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's been out for like half an hour.
Lucky him.
I reckon we should get some help.
Oh, don't be daft. What sort of help?
Like medical help.
Oh, yeah, great. Phone a doctor. Why not go the full Monty and phone the police as well? Look, he's breathing. His colour's okay. Doesn't seem like bothered, does he?
Maybe.
Must be good, this stuff.
Ed, you are not taking any. Oh, my God. What's happening to him?
Do you know how long we've been sitting here?
No.
Over an hour.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I just can't believe what we had to go through to get here.
Such a lot of misery.
If I'd thought that we might be able to be together...
I'm sorry I couldn't show you. I just couldn't. I didn't dare.
It's all right, I understand.
It wouldn't have been fair.
At the fun run, I thought...
Especially there, in public.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Here I am, talking about all the extra complications Siobhan's thrown into the equation, and here's another one.
Yes.
Oh, but it's so unfair.
The thing is, we've got to be careful.
Yeah.
We mustn't inflame the situation any further. It's enough of a mess already.
But it's not our mess, though, is it?
Well...
I meant what I said. Why not have the whole thing out in the open?
You want to sue for adultery?
Yeah. Why not? Might even be better for Jennifer in the long run.
I don't know about that.
But look, Brian's been deceiving her for months. And to be honest, from what I can gather, it's not for the first time. Well, she can't be happy. She must know what he's like.
Oh, not necessarily. People close their minds to things. Or if she does know, she's obviously come to some accommodation with it.
Well, that's no good, is it?
No, but we're not just talking about an affair anymore. I mean, there's a baby to consider.
Exactly. What kind of duplicity is that? Is he seriously going to run two families?
Oh, I don't know. I can't imagine what must be going through his mind. Oh,
I can. He thinks he's going to get away with it. Well, why should he?
Tim, think about it. You were the one who said you wanted to come out of it with some dignity.
Yes, I know,
Is there really any need for an acrimonious divorce? To be honest, if you petition for adultery, Siobhan might just turn nasty and start bringing you and me into it.
What? But we didn't do anything.
Prove it. I really don't think we should be casting any stones.
No, maybe not.
Wouldn't it be better just to walk away?
It's giving them what they want.
And haven't we got what we want?
Oh, yes. Yes.
If we can be together somehow when all the fuss has died down, surely that's worth more than scoring points off Brian.
Yes. Yes, of course it is.
Oh, Tim.
It's all right. We're going to be all right.
Are you feeling any better, Jazz?
I'll be okay.
Gave us a fright, you moron.
That was incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you were having such a good time.
Didn't look like it when you were puking.
That was nothing.
What was it like then?
I can't tell you.
Thanks.
No, I mean, it was just incredible.
So you keep saying.
Okay. I just felt so good about everything.
Yeah.
It was like nothing could touch me. I couldn't do anything wrong. And if I did, it wouldn't matter. I've never felt that good. Never. It was fantastic. You two were fantastic. Everything was fantastic.
Well, you knew we were there then?
Yeah, I could hear you talking and everything.
Oh, great. Well, you might have said.
I couldn't. I was too far gone. And anyway, it was like I was watching you from somewhere else.
Weird.
It was. And then I had these, like, I don't know, I was, like, out here in the woods and the trees were coming towards me. They were, like, human. And they're running past and I'm laughing, running after them, trying to catch them.
Yeah.
Never did, though. They were like the wind.
Amazing.
Don't put it down, Fallon. Don't put down what you haven't tried.
Yeah, exactly.
Will you two listen to yourselves? He's tried something and it looks pretty savage to me, all them convulsions and whatever, and he comes out of it and he's sick as a dog and you're trying to tell me it's a good idea.
How can you know till you've done it?
I don't want to know.
I felt fantastic, Fallon. I don't get that feeling anywhere else.
No? You're a prat, Daz.
Leave him alone.
I'm leaving the pair of you. I'm going home.
Well, you are doing the rehearsal tomorrow, aren't you?
Maybe.
Fallon.
I'll see. As long as he's not messing about again.
Don't be like that.
I'm not being like anything. I'll see you.
See ya.
Bye. Tell you, it was amazing.
Sounds like it.
You've got to try it.
Yeah, well...
That was like nothing else. Fantastic, I could have done anything.
Yeah.
What else are you going to get that feeling around here?
After weeks of emotional upheaval, Brian's finally had enough.
Brian!
What does it look like?
But what about the farm?
I'm sure they'd manage perfectly well without me.
But you never lie in.
Well, it's the first time for everything, darling.
Oh, aren't you well?
I'm fine. Just a bit knackered, that's all.
Oh, Brian, that's often the first sign.
Of what?
Well, there's a lot of nasty viruses about. Oh, you're quite hot.
Jenny, there's nothing wrong with me.
It could even be shingles. Bert just felt a bit off to start with.
And I do not feel a bit off.
Oh, I should have seen this coming. Why don't you let me phone Tim?
What?
He could at least give you a tonic or something.
Tim's the last person I want to see.
Mind you, he's been looking awful himself lately, thanks to that so-and-so wife of his.
Yes, well, whatever. There's absolutely no need to add to his troubles.
I'm worried about you. You've been looking drawn for weeks.
Darling, I'm fine. I just fancied a couple of hours' rest.
It's not still this Hungarian business, is it? I thought you said you'd sorted it all out.
Yes, yes. Well, I thought I had, but, you know, things come up.
Oh, it's such a commitment. Is it too late for you to pull out?
I'm not pulling out of anything. There's no need. Look, darling, why don't you just leave me alone? You go and get on with whatever you've got to do.
Well...
What are you doing today?
Well, I've got to ring Kate first, obviously.
Oh?
Brian, it's their wedding anniversary.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
And then I was going to bury myself in some of those papers from the land registry.
Well, that's fine. I shan't bother you at all. As long as you don't let anyone bother me.
No, of course not. If you want some peace and quiet, you shall have it.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you for seeing me at such short notice, Bishop.
That's quite all right, Janet. I got the impression it was urgent.
Yes, there's been a development, you see.
Oh, what sort of development?
With Tim.
Go on.
He's been to see me. There's absolutely no doubt that his marriage is over.
Is he sure? I thought they'd been trying to repair it.
Yes, yes, they had, but, well, things have moved on. His wife's actually left him, and she's not only still seeing her lover, she's expecting a child by him.
I see. And what are your feelings about it all?
Well, I'm very clear on one thing. Well, two, actually. I still want to stay in the church.
Good.
But I want to be with Tim as well. And I can be when he's free, but... What I want to ask you is, can you help me do both?
Dad's still in bed?
Yes. Well, if you wait 5 minutes, darling, I'll make you some proper coffee.
No, this is fine, Mum. What's the matter with him?
Well, to be honest, he's absolutely washed out. This tearing about to Hungary and the worry of setting it all up, it's really taken it out of him.
And he loves all that. The wheeling and dealing.
Yes, I know. He's always thrived on it in the past. I suppose, perhaps, well, he's not as young as he was.
Don't know if you say that.
No, I wouldn't dream of it. Hey, mind where you're putting that cup.
Oh, sorry. Is this the stuff in the land registry?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fascinating. I've got the deed of the estate here going back years.
Mm-hmm. I suppose there's nothing in there about not letting it fall into the hands of a crook like Matt Crawford.
Well, sadly not, but... Oh, Debbie, give me that map again.
This one?
Yeah. Now... The land he wants to build on, by Grange Farm.
Yeah.
Well, it says here there's a ransom strip. Well, it was quite common practice for landowners to hang on to a small piece of land either to safeguard future development or give them a say in it.
Well, where is this strip?
Well, the houses would be here, see?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just there, look.
But, well, that'd make access from the road impossible.
I know.
Well, hang on. Who owns this strip? Don't tell me it's Simon Pemberton.
No, the person who negotiated it was Ralph.
So it's Auntie Lillian's?
Yes.
Oh. Well, it all sounds too good to be true to me. Are you sure she hasn't sold it on?
Well, it doesn't say so. Sure the deeds would record it.
Well, good luck, Mum. I'm going round the deer if anyone's interested.
Yes, all right, darling.
And when Sleeping Beauty wakes up, can you tell him I want a word about the ewe premium?
Yeah, of course I will.
See you.
Yeah, bye.
Hello?
Lillian, it's me.
Hello, darling, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Good, because I'm lousy. I've just been into town and got a parking ticket.
Oh, never mind that. Look, I'm ringing about something really important.
Goody.
Yeah, very important. You know this development that Crawford's planning in the village?
Yes.
Well, Lillian, you can stop it. You've got the chance to save Ambridge.
Me?
don't suppose you even realise, but clever old Ralph hung onto a ransom strip near Grange Farm. It's right across the site of where the houses would be. And it means they won't be able to get access from the highway.
Yeah, but...
Well, Jenny, don't you see? Borges and Land must have known about the strip when they bought the estate. And when Matt started looking into development sites, he just thought he could bulldoze this one through, literally. But
Jennifer,
isn't it the most wonderful piece of luck?
Well, yes, it is.
Well, it's just the best news.
It's not news to me, sweetie.
What?
Well, Matt's already been on to me about it.
Matt has?
I've known about it all along. It's fantastic. I'm going to make a packet.
Let me get one thing straight, Janet. As far as you and Tim are concerned, you're happy that neither of you has done anything to precipitate the end of his marriage?
No, Bishop, nothing at all.
Because clearly that's very important.
But it's very important to me, too. That's why I was so uncomfortable about counselling him when I thought the marriage still had a chance.
Yes, but if you and Tim are hoping for a future together...
Well, obviously, not till all the fuss has died down. I mean, we don't want to rush into anything.
Good. Because it's still a very tricky situation. A month ago, he wanted to leave the parish. How does he feel about that? He's got a thriving practice in Ambridge, presumably.
Well, we haven't really discussed it. But staying might actually be rather awkward for him.
Why is that?
Well, the person he's... Siobhan's seeing, he lives in the village. So I don't think she has any intention of moving away.
What worries me is there are huge implications for you in all this, Janet. You've had some experience already of village gossip.
Yes.
It's hard to see how your name and reputation, once you're linked with Tim, can avoid being dragged into the mire.
But we've done nothing to contribute to it.
I'm afraid gossips are rarely that discerning. Judgmental, yes. Discerning, no.
I suppose you're right.
One thing's for certain. You and Tim can't be together, and you certainly can't plan marriage and a life together until his divorce has gone through.
Oh, I know, I wouldn't dream of it, but the divorce will be very simple. Tim's not going to sue on the grounds of adultery.
Ah. Well, I advise you to think carefully, Janet. Every decision you make from now on is important.
I phoned George. He can't believe her attitude either.
No. All right. On, off you go.
Oh, I just can't believe how sneaky Lillian's been. All that nonsense about wanting Matt's address to send him a Christmas card, and, well, she's been in bed with him all the time.
Oh, horrible thought. Come on. Come on, open your mouth.
Coping without me, has he?
Oh, hello, darling. You feeling better?
Look, I keep telling you there's nothing wrong with me. Well, thanks for asking. Any calls?
No, nothing. Oh, yes, Ed Grundy.
What?
Well, he's looking for work and said he'd do anything.
There's a thing.
He sounded quite desperate. I suppose he needs the money.
Yeah, well, he's not getting any off me.
I had a call.
Oh?
The bloke from the meat supply company. He wants 30 lambs a week. Oh, darling.
Debbie, that's great. Well done.
Why didn't you say something before?
I couldn't get a word in.
Oh, Brian, you don't know. I have made the most amazing discovery in the stuff from the land registry.
Buried treasure?
Almost. Auntie Lillian owns a ransom strip right across where Matt Crawford wants to put his luxury homes.
Really?
Yeah. But the thing is, she's thrown in her lot with him. She's allowing him access, and she gets a cut of however many houses they build.
Oh, sneaky thing.
We've got to stop her, Brian.
Well, Lillian's pretty hard-boiled.
Oh, you will back me on this, won't you? I know you've had mixed feelings about the development, but surely...
Jenny, nothing would give me greater pleasure.
Oh. God.
If there's the slightest chance of getting one over on Matt Crawford, I'm up for it.
Fighting talk, Dad. You ought to spend the morning in bed more often.
Yes, you should. Oh, I'm just delighted to hear you sounding a bit more like your old self.
I know. I'm sorry I've been so out of things lately. And that goes for the farm too, Debbie.
Hey, listen, it's fine by me. I spent years trying to get you off my case.
Well, fair enough. But as for the housing development, I'm shoulder to shoulder with you on this one, Jenny. We're in it together.
Oh, it's such a relief to be able to hold you.
Oh, yes, it is for me too.
Hey, listen, I've got things moving. I've made an appointment to see a solicitor next week.
Oh, good.
How'd it go with the bishop?
It was very interesting. He gave me a lot to think about.
Did he?
The thing is, Tim, I think he might have to sue for adultery after all.
But you were the one that didn't want me to.
I know, I'm sorry I was being stupid.
Is that what the bishop said?
It was more what he didn't say. He obviously wanted me to work things out for myself.
And?
Well, you were right. You're going to have to distance yourself from this child. And the grounds you give for divorce are one clear way of doing it.
Well, yes and no. It's all academic, really. No one's going to see the petition but me and Siobhan.
No, and you don't have to name Brian, of course.
No, so Jennifer won't find out.
Not like that, anyway.
What do you mean?
Well, you know what Ambridge is like for gossip.
Yes, but we'll write it out.
Not just about you and me. Once Siobhan's visibly pregnant, you'll have to make it clear it's not your baby, won't you? In public.
And there's bound to be speculation about whose it is.
It's inevitable.
Well, that's kind of not our problem, is it? They've managed to keep a lid on things so far. I'm sure Siobhan will think of something.
Yes, I know, but...
You're not... Jenny, you're not having second thoughts?
No, absolutely not.
Good.
But Cyril made me realise more than ever before just how naive we're being.
Come on. We'll be okay.
Well, I think maybe we will.
We will.
Yes. But Brian and Siobhan have started something. Let's hope they're prepared to deal with the consequences.
Was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.